The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. I'm Eric Tegedoff. President Trump targets California on its homelessness crisis and environmental protections in a trip to the state. And Tennessee is a top destination for out-of-state women seeking abortions. First in our spotlight, President Trump touched down in California on Tuesday, ready to tussle with the state on two fronts. The Trump administration has been making plans to unilaterally act on the state's homelessness crisis, which the president said has ruined the prestige of the state's two largest cities. What the White House could do legally about the crisis and how much it could accomplish is still unclear. The Trump administration will also hit California on the environmental front. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to announce today that it is revoking the state's authority to set higher auto emission standards than the federal government. 13 states have vowed to adopt California's higher standards, as have several large automakers. Tennessee ranks fourth among the states for the percentage of abortions provided to out-of-state residents, according to an analysis of data by the Associated Press. More from Nadia Ramlagan.
More than 28,000 women have traveled to Tennessee since 2009 to end a pregnancy. Francie Hunt of Tennessee Advocates for Planned Parenthood sees it as proof that, regardless of where they live, women need access to the full spectrum of reproductive health care.
We know that reducing unintended pregnancies requires access to birth control. Once we equip people with medically accurate, age-appropriate information about their health, we find, science shows, that people make better health decisions.
The analysis indicates the majority of women seeking abortion services traveled from Arkansas, Kentucky, and Mississippi, three states where legislators have passed tough new abortion restrictions in the past decade.
Police in Pennsylvania will pay $175,000 for holding a naturalized U.S. citizen in jail overnight at the request of federal immigration authorities.
Angelica Davila, who immigrated to the United States when she was two, was detained during a minor traffic stop in 2011. Despite having identification, the Northern Regional Police officer reported her to ICE, which said erroneously that she was in the country illegally and requested her arrest. Sarah Rose with the ACLU of Pennsylvania says the officer had no legal reason to detain Davila in the first place.
Prolonging that roadside stop for 2 hours to investigate Ms. Davila's immigration status, even though he had absolutely no basis to suspect that she was not in the country legally, violated her Fourth Amendment right.
She adds that local police don't have the authority to arrest people for civil offenses, and the vast majority of immigration violations are civil offenses.
That was Andrea Sears reporting. This is PNS. A new report finds that American Indian children across the U.S. are more likely to live in poverty, to die in infancy, and to lack health coverage. Mark Richardson reports from Arizona.
The study from the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families recommends federal health officials work to lower the uninsured rate for these children in order to reduce their health disparities. Study co-author Lauren Roy Gordner at Georgetown says despite the multiple avenues for coverage, too many Native children are falling through the cracks.
One of the complexities is this sort of patchwork quilt effect of coverage. The children are covered with Medicaid, CHIP. Some kids have employer-sponsored insurance, and then there's the Indian Health Service as well. There's just still gaps, so we don't have every child covered yet.
The report found across the U.S. about 14% of Native children are uninsured, more than double the overall rate of children across the country. Roy Gardner says the study looked closely at about a dozen states with the greatest concentration of Native children.
Dolphins, whales, sharks, and sea lions on the West Coast may be less likely to die in fishing nets now that authorities have approved a new type of fishing gear.
On Tuesday, the Pacific Fishery Management Council voted to approve deep-set buoy gear to replace the huge drift gill nets made of mesh that are used by commercial fishing operations to catch swordfish. Ashley Blakow-Drager with Oceana says half of the species caught in drift nets are unintentional bycatch.
With this new, innovative, and cleaner gear, fishermen can successfully catch swordfish without causing deadly harm to marine mammals and a lot of other sea creatures.
Trials done in the past few years show that 98% of fish caught with the deep-set buoy gear are sent to market. The state of California has a program to compensate fishing crews that turn in their gill nets and permits, which helps them pay for the new, more sustainable type of gear. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Colorado could join a handful of states with paid family and medical leave programs. a task force charged with researching options, is taking public comments.
Kathy White with the Colorado Fiscal Institute is on the task force and says the group needs to hear from all Coloradans, especially moms who had to return to work weeks or just days after giving birth. She says if Colorado joins 8 other states in creating a strong program, all residents would benefit.
Because at some point, all workers will face a life event, like they will get sick, they will have to care for a sick loved one, or they will welcome a new baby. And when that happens, they shouldn't have to sacrifice their jobs or being able to pay their bills.
White adds the U.S. is the only developed nation without a paid family leave policy for all workers. Comments from business groups have been streaming in ahead of the deadline. Some have expressed concern about the program's cost, while others say they'd rather provide leave benefits on their own without a state mandate.
That was Eric Galatis reporting. I'm Eric Tegedoff for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported and online at publicnewsservice.org.